Listen to the Blues Talking. Let's lay down a special. Tell us your favourite blues artist for a future special at papa-d.uk.
I've got a girl in Chinatown. Best loving girl around. She gives me love so tender, good loving night and day. When she walks down the street, she does the boogie beat. She likes to do the mumbo and do the rumble. There she goes, wiggling more. Oh, she moves me so. If she don't cool her heels, I might do something wrong. Me down with the fever, too hot that I can't stand. Well, goodbye, Chinatown. I've got to put you down. I've got to find a windy city to cool this fever down. I've got to put you down. I've got to find a winter city to cool this fever down.
Indeed, my Chinatown gal. We're doing a bit of a special. Now you know we spend so much time researching the blues and finding out of the blues and looking at different genres of the blues. And you know, it's very difficult to say this is the blues or that's not the blues, but I simply wouldn't dare to make a decision and put it on air and say, well, that's not the blues, but this is the blues. It's just impossible, isn't it? And so we took a look at swamp blues. Now, swamp blues is a form of Louisiana blues that was developed by the black communities in southwest Louisiana in the 50s. But it incorporates so many different elements of the blues. It's very difficult to be specifically call it swamp blues. We've even found the name Gator Blues, which I think is pretty appropriate for southwest Louisiana, don't you? Gator Blues. Yeah, I love that. We'll go for that one, shall we? No, we won't. We're talking of Swamp Blues. That's the name, that's the title of this production, so we'll stick with Swamp Blues. Now, there's influences in there of soul, there's Zydeco, there's Cajun, there's southwestern blues, there's Texas blues, there's Louisiana blues, Creole blues, you name it, it's in there somewhere. It's like a great big pot of blues that somebody's stirring around and finally coming out with this music. So what we thought we'd do is put together this little collection of some of the blues artists that go under the title of swamp, or if you prefer, gator blues. Now, this type of blues is characterized by a simple but very effective basic guitar playing, and it's almost something that even I could probably play. I wouldn't bet on it, but I could probably have a go at it at the very least. And it's got what you might describe as boogie patterns in there. But then you look at it a bit further and you find that Lightning Hopkins and Muddy Waters, they played swamp blues, and you could hardly call them basic guitarists, could you? They're much more sophisticated than that. Now, the actual sound is characterized or described in the research books as eerie echo, shuffle beats, tremolo guitars, searing harmonica, sparse percussion, very little drum going on in there. But yeah, you know, you pays your money, you take your choice. I wouldn't want to comment on the type of music and how it's played and all that type of thing. That would be a little bit wrong. So let's press on and play a couple of tracks by the artists that are under the heading. Isn't that a strange word? They appear under the heading of Swamp Blues. I don't know. I just don't know. I just love it, don't you? Absolutely love the blues. We love playing the blues. We love exploring the blues and listening to all the different kinds of elements and genre of the blues. This is King Carl, Cool, Calm and Collected.
I'm a real cool cat, and I wear black derby hat. I wear a tailor-made suit, and my pocket is full of loot. I wear a tailor-made suit, and my pocket is full of loot. Well, if you deal with me, baby, I ain't gonna turn you loose. I'm cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. I'm cool, calm, collected. I'm a real cool cat wearing a black derby hat. I leave home every morning, but half past 10 ain't coming back until God knows when. Got a real pretty woman sitting on my knee. Half a dozen more are waiting for me. I'm cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. I'm a real cool cat wearing a black derby hat.
King Carl, the man who's cool, calm and collected. Now this is where I put my head on the block. I expect things to be thrown at me like bad tomatoes and things like that, because I'm going to use a phrase and call this Swamp Blues blue rock and roll. What do you think? Would you agree with that? It's got that rock and roll feeling to it, doesn't it? There is a track called Louisiana Saturday Night. And if that isn't rock and roll, then I don't know what rock and roll is. But it's called Swamp Blues or Gator Blues. So we take a choice. We pay our money, we take our choice. This is Mr. Calhoun. I'm ragged and I'm dirty.
Baby, in my pocket I don't have any lousy dime. Yeah, I'm ragged and I'm dirty, baby. In my pocket I don't have any lousy dime. Well, I don't know the reason, baby, that you treat Mr. Calhoun so unkind. Well, you went out on an excursion, baby, to New York and Baltimore. Yeah, you went out on an excursion, baby, to New York and also Baltimore. Well, now you done spent all of Mr. Calhoun's money, and now Mr. Calhoun have no dough. You have done to me. Yes, I am going back home and tell mother what you have done to me. Well, I'm gonna tell that little girl that you were not so nice and sweet.
Apparently, Mr. Calhoun is ragged and dirty. Oh, what a shame. Now, probably the two most successful swamp blues artists were Mr. Slim Harpo and a guy by the name of Lightning Slim. Now, Slim Harpo, we're going to play a couple of tracks by both of those in a minute. But they must have been quite something because they were covered during the British invasion of the 60s. And they were covered by bands like the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, the Yardbirds. So they must have been quite something. Well, what a minute, it could have been. We know full well they were. They were fantastic artists. And when we get through this next track, I'm going to play a track by Slim Harpo and Lightning Slim. So put your thinking cap on, friends, and tell me what you think. This is Big Chenier. Let me hold your hand.
You never know how much I love you. You never know how much I do. Yes, I love you, baby, and I'll do anything for you. Let me hold your hand.
Now then, the current Mrs. Papa D just popped her head into the studio and said, hey, that's rock and roll. Well, that's two of us then. So at least we got two of us who agree that it's rock and roll. But so we'll stick with that phrase, shall we? Blue rock and roll. I know I'm going to get all kinds of abuse about this, but that's the way I'm going to think of it. Because for me, and I'm old enough to remember it, this is rock and roll. Slim Harpo, baby, scratch my back.
I'm itching, and I don't know where to scratch. Come here, baby. Scratch my back. I know you can do it. So, baby, get to it. Ah, you're working with it now. You got me feeling so good. A little bit to the center now, baby. This little girl sure knows how to scratch. Now you're doing a chicken scratch.
If you were around in the 60s and you was to make a list of all the tracks that were around in the 60s that had that rhythm and that structure, you would finish up with a list from here to Christmas. It really would. I can think of about a dozen of them off the top of my head that had that same driving rhythm going in it, and we absolutely loved it. I say we because I was around in the 60s and I certainly remember the music. Now, we just love, don't we, the names of some of these artists. They really make us smile. And we wonder, wherever did he get that name? This is Left Hand Charlie, Honey Bee.
Honey bee, honey bee, will you please come back to me?
Man Charlie. Now that's easy, isn't it? Because presumably he was left-handed. But how about Boozoo Chavez?
To the Blues Talking. Call or text us on UK 07923 967 145.
Mean old walking train, what's the flow, man? me plenty money, gold in the ground. Ever since she left me, I've been going down. Well, she done grabbed that mean old train and gone. I love my woman, she's my heart desire. Going to find my baby, take the day I die. Well, she done grabbed that mean old train and gone.
Yeah, Lightning Slim and Mean Old Lonesome Train. You know, most of these tracks are in quite good condition, but there are a few that are in a bit of a state, but they are 70 years old, so I hope you'll bear with me if there's a little bit of banging and hissing and crackling going on in the background. Though Swamp Blues was developed predominantly in Southwest Louisiana, it enjoyed a period of popularity in Texas as well, so its influence did spread, and there is an influence of Texas blues in Swamp Blues in those that appeared in Texas. And that's an interesting concept, that there was an influence that added to it to no doubt appeal to the audience that was listening to it in that part of the world. This is Clarence Garlow, Sound the Bell.
I went out and got married. I thought I'd live a happy life. But before I could settle down, another man had stole my wife. Well, sound the bell. Yes, I feel so sad. Nobody knows the troubles I've had. If you see my woman, won't you tell her for me that you left me crying and my heart's in a misery. Well, sound the bell. Yes, I feel so sad. Nobody knows the troubles I've had. To my mommy, cause she's my only friend. Well, sound the bell. Well, I feel so sad. Nobody knows the troubles I've had.
Oh, Clarence Garlow feeling so very sad. Sound that bell for Clarence Garlow. This is Charles Sheffield. Now, how about this? This title, Rock and Roll Train.
All aboard the Appaloosa, Baton Rouge, Jackson, Memphis, Niceville, all the way to Chicago on this rock and roll train. Yeah.
deny. She'll set and dry your tears when you think you wanna cry. She'll hold you real tight, give you a helping hand, make you shout, have mercy, let me be your man.
Charles Sheffield and Rock and Roll Train. Now, hands up all those that are old enough to remember doing the stroll. Yeah, of course you don't remember that at all, do you? Of course you don't. You're not old enough to. But I certainly do. I certainly remember doing the stroll. And that's pretty well the rhythm that we needed when we did that particular, inverted commas, dance. But that was a long time ago. Now, unfortunately, swamp or gator blues started to disappear in the early 70s, and by the mid-70s had gone completely, and we're left with this legacy of swamp stroke gator blues. Most of the swamp bluesmen then moved over to what we now know as Zydeco, because that was the most popular genre in that particular area of the United States. So we've had our swamp blues and now it's Zydeco blues. It's just the same thing but with a different name, isn't it? Absolutely right.
Won't you tell me, pretty baby, don't you want a man like me? Won't you tell me, pretty baby, don't you want a man like me? And I'm not 6 feet tall. I ain't got no money and I'm not 6 feet tall. But I can love you, pretty baby, with my back up against the wall. Tell me, don't you want a man like me? Tell me, don't you want a man like me? I can make love, baby, just you wait and see. Don't you want a man like me, baby? Don't you want a man like me, baby? I can make love. I wanna make love. I wanna make love to you. Don't you need a man like me? Tell me right now. I wanna know right now. So tell me, please, baby.
Jay Nelson, and Don't You Want a Man Like Me? Now, earlier I mentioned a track called Louisiana Saturday Night. Now that comes under the heading of Zydeco blues, and I want to play it just as a comparison between swamp blues and Zydeco blues. This is Louisiana Saturday Night.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. You kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday Night. Waiting on the front porch, sitting on a log. Single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder came the kid folks in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. My brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids and the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. You kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah! bed. Me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the light. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. You kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Down the bow, you kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. You kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Louisiana Saturday Night. Now, that's a little bit of Zydeco as opposed to Swamp Blues, but there's just one big difference in it, and it mentions it in the song. Get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. That's the difference. It's got the fiddle in there and it's got more of a country flavour to it as opposed to that rock and roll element going on in Swamp Blues. There's the difference. But well, what a difference. It's a fantastic difference, isn't it? I absolutely love Zydeco. It's got that real Creole feel to it, and I absolutely love it. I hope you do too. Hey, I'm going to say a big thank you for joining us on this special production on Swamp Stroke Gator Blues. I hope you'll join us on the old big blue time machine when we go backtrack into the Delta and we look at the roots of the blues. We do that every week, and I hope you'll join us. Yeah, indeed. Now, in the meantime, you take very good care now. And please be nice to each other. I'm going to catch you again very, very soon. Bye just now.
You can eat your gumbo, throw away the bone. Your good loving is real gone. I'm going to stick to your baby. I'm going to stick to your baby. I'm going to stick to your baby because no. I never try to wash unless I use soap and blowing. I never try to treat a monkey unless I knew what I was doing. I'm gonna stick to your baby. I'm gonna stick to your baby. I'm gonna stick to your baby, cause nobody else will do. You can pick your cotton, pull your comb, clip my wings, I'm gonna fly. Baby.